Welcome to the Non-Dual Performer podcast. My name is Sam Katadia, and we're going to be discussing performance in all walks of life. And we hope that this podcast will develop your curiosity and your insight around what it means to perform well.
Hey, and welcome back to the Non-Dual Performer podcast. So, Sam, I've heard that you are doing an incredible project with a charity where you integrate everything we're talking about here with physical exercise in a boxing gym. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, to start with, this whole concept was born back in 2005 when I worked with Colchester United Football Club alongside Phil Parkinson. And we really wanted to find a powerful vehicle for me to share key insights in sports psychology, but in a more engaging, practical way, so you start to build powerful habits. And we realized the best way to make this happen is to train the coaches so they can deliver these core mental resilience principles out on the football pitch. So the players don't even really know that they're exploring sports psychology. It just is embedded into the thing that they are there to do, which is improve their football. So I took this concept and applied it to boxing. One of my ex-clients a while ago, I worked with Chris Senegar, who's a leading boxing coach, and he's had many world champions work with him under his guidance. And alongside Bristol Boxing, where, you know, which is Chris Senegar's headquarters, baby, if you will, a charity was born called Empire Fighting Chance. And Bristol Boxing used boxing as a way to get kids off the streets and away from gangs and doing something constructive. So from there, the charity's been around for, you know, well over a decade now. And they, yeah, help kids engage with physical activity, build support networks within a community, and also build a relationship with a mentor. Now, the thing that they were missing before I arrived 3 years ago was a integrated personal development program that addressed psychology for the kids who the charity work with. When I arrived, the provision very much was, right, do some exercise for an hour, then we're going to go into the classroom and we're going to download an anger management worksheet off the NHS. That was the idea of providing, you know, personal support and guidance. So I brought this method to them to say, well, first of all, psychology needs to take place in the gym. It needs to be embedded into the thing that the kids enjoy doing, which is punching the bags and integrating into that buzzy boxing environment. So I came up with the support of the charity, with their boxing knowledge, a 20-week program where we share principles about the mind over 20 weeks, and the coaches are trained how to reinforce those principles over and over again during a one-hour session. So, for example, one of the principles might be focus on action rather than outcome, because we're in control of actions, we're not in control of outcomes. So through examples from the coach's personal life, to direct questioning with the kids, to little mantras and reminders during their actual physical workouts, they leave knowing that I should focus on what's within my control rather than what isn't in my control. And that's a point that becomes more and more powerful over and over time, the more you keep ingraining it in your understanding. And, you know, we adopt the notion that simplicity is where the value is. If often the most powerful principles are the simplest, focusing on action rather than outcome. So that is one of the principles within the 20-week program that gets embedded in the charity through the non-contact boxing delivery for the kids.
Oh wow, that sounds amazing. And so there's a 20-week program. The kids come, they go through the program. I mean, how does it work for an individual?
So each week is themed on a different boxer. For example, week one for our Welsh edition is Lee Selby. The first sentence that tees up the theme of the week around Lee Selby is that Lee Selby, when he had a world title defense in, I think, believe it's 2016, and don't hold me to that, it could be 2018, but he defended what was a very, you know, it was a tough fight. He defended his belt against a tough opponent with the knowledge that his mum had passed away within a few days of the fight.
Oh my goodness.
He was still able to focus on the job in hand, to know that all sorts of emotions would naturally be coming in and out of his experience. Yet he was able to go in and perform. And, you know, we've spoken about this on one of the other podcasts. No relationship between how we feel and how we perform. But so the theme of that week is very much the ups and downs of life, that life is full of ever changing experiences, some dramatic highs, some dramatic lows. But if we know that that's what life is about, and we don't try to get rid of those negative feelings, and we allow them to be as they are, and we don't try and, you know, harness and hold on to those positive feelings, then do you know what, we don't mind life so much. So yeah, that each week is themed on a different boxer, five powerful facts about each boxer that links directly into the principle we want the kids to learn, that with the kid that we want the kids to take away from their boxing session. And Joe Calzaghe, another famous Welsh boxer. Now, he was trained by his dad, and after every fight and in and around fights, he's always showed so much gratitude and appreciation for the support his dad gave him to really back him and train him and help him keep going in those challenging moments. And the theme of the Joe Calzaghe week is gratitude. Look to small elements in our space that we can be grateful for, and really really seek out in those.
Wow, that's amazing. So what would be like a regular session? Could you walk us through like what one of the sessions would be like?
Yeah, sure. So one of the young people would arrive, let's say they're 14 years old, they meet their mentor coach, they get introduced to the theme of the session, so either Lee Selby, the ups and downs in life, or Joe Calzaghe, the importance of gratitude. So the rapport is built up, would have been built up over time as well, but obviously, like any relationship, you need to build that rapport. Often the kids will start, well, maybe do a 1 minute round. So again, the whole session is built around the boxing clock. 3 minutes of activity, 1 minute off. 3 minutes of activity, 1 minute off. So 3 minutes on the, often skipping, maybe some shadow boxing, because they would have learned some basic technique. And then after a warm up, you start going into some interactive games. Might be shoulder tag, where you've got tag the coach's shoulder. Might be even dodgeball. So there are patches where there's quite creative physical activity. Now, in and around all that physical activity, we are driving home the point of gratitude over and over again through asking the questions like, directed to the young person, do you think you're going to appreciate and enjoy life more if you start to notice the things you're grateful for. And, you know, if they've been educated on the power of gratitude, then they're going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And those questions keep showing up in the session to make sure that they have learnt and can see the benefit of gratitude. Now, when the session is coming to an end, the coach then asks the young person to think of something in their life that they can be grateful for. So there's something resonating in their mind as they go back into the world, into whatever, you know, life challenges, life situations they're faced with.
Mm. So when they do go back into the world and they've completed the program, are there any like key shifts or changes within the young person that you aim for, or is it like a natural unfolding? I mean, what is the blossoming process for these people?
Well, the industry terms are things like self-esteem, confidence, motivation. You know me, I can't stand those words.
So either.
So I try to stay clear of them. But these are what we're benchmarked against. And yes, there are documented improvements on these three constructs. But what does that really mean? Yeah, what's the brass tacks of that for these kids? For these kids, they are more comfortable in their experience.
Ah, fantastic.
And they feel like they can do more.
Mm.
Yeah, let's call a spade a spade. That's your outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So they go on to do more, and when life challenges are thrown at them, they are more resourceful, and they engage with their environment with their world in healthier ways.
So would you say resilience is a core?
Yeah. And what does resilience mean? It means instead of stabbing someone, it means that you're able to not mind those angry feelings and let the dust settle.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the kids we work with are vulnerable to joining gangs and getting in into such altercations. Now, if they're more relaxed and at ease with their immediate experience, then you know, these outlashings that can occur when we really do get lost in our thinking are less likely to happen. That's what we're achieving.
Wow, that's really incredible. So a reduction in violence and a reduction in vulnerable young people basically taking choices and life directions which puts them in deeply compromising, often violent and dangerous situations.
And you know, the other unique element of the program is one, again, like I said, back in Colchester United, we really tested the concept of integrating personal development, athlete development, whatever, into the main activity, in this case football. Again, the other unique element is, again, after being in the trenches for 16 years in the traditional psychology industry, becoming chartered, was a complete movement away from giving these kids techniques, strategies and coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you try to control your thoughts and you realize that they are unpredictable by nature, when those if we're told by a professional that we can get rid of that bad thought by using this technique and it comes back, it compounds a sense of suffering, misunderstanding,
failure.
Confusion, failure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Self-hatred, basically.
It's
a ball of self-hatred.
And the
not being good enough, that's another one.
Absolutely, and the kids then get into a state of what's called learned helplessness.
Mm.
Martin Seligman's research around learned helplessness shows that when we keep trying at something that we can't actually affect, which is changing our thoughts in this situation, we give up, we learn to be helpless because we're trying to fix something that is unfixable. So the program is growing quickly, and we're having great impact because we're not about giving these kids techniques, strategies, or any kind of coping mechanism, because that just perpetuates suffering. Suddenly, from a young person diagnosed with anxiety, they start to collect all manner of other mm-hmm. other disorders that that seem to pop up from time to time. ADHD, bipolar disorder. Now, I'm not disputing that these disturbances don't exist. All I'm saying is, if we try to fix experience, then we get more of a negative kickback.
100%, yeah.
So yeah, I'm enjoying it, and I love sport, and just seeing the kids flourish and just, you know, do normal things. Boxing is such a great community because the kids get to mix with world champions, they get to mix with amateur boxers, they get to mix with coaches, people that are just there for fitness, men and women. Again, don't, and you know, there's quite a mixture of male and female participants in the program, and it just normalizes experience. Because the beautiful thing, Jamie, is that people go into that environment, they see diversity in all different shapes and sizes, but ultimately, on a deep level, they see everybody as the same.
Fantastic. Wow, that was really, really wonderful.
Thanks, mate.
So in terms of moving forward, how do you see the charity on an ongoing basis? I mean, obviously you're going to help more kids, take them through more programs. Where do you see your impact increasing?
Well, my role at the moment is to keep developing content. We've just launched version 2 of the program, and the next stage is scaling out. So we're now training up schools and youth organizations to deliver the program. So my colleague Dan Smart and I, we go travel on the road at the moment to North Wales to equip our partners to deliver. So, you know, there's talk of potential international scaling growth as well.
Wow.
Because it works. And yeah, I feel like the charity is very much like a laboratory and a HQ for me to really build a legacy around this. That's mm-hmm. what I'm in it for. It's the legacy of a completely new model around engaging with our definitions and our engagement, direct engagement of mental health, and how that can really tie into very natural and powerful communities like Empire Fighting Chance.
Wow, that's really wonderful. So thanks everyone for listening. Thanks Sam for everything you're doing, and everyone in Empire Fighting Chance, if you're listening to this too, it'd be great to have some of you on at some point. And if you've got any questions for the non-dual performer, you can send us a question by visiting the Anchor page, and we will look to adding that into some of our podcasts. And is there anything else you want to say, Sam?
No, thanks for listening again. Just talking to you now, Jamie, again, this is an exploration. It deepens my engagement with the material and the things I'm doing. So thanks for making it happen, man. Cheers. Oh,
my pleasure. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thanks everybody for tuning into my podcast channel for this episode. Hope to see and hear from you all soon.